USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The crash of an Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 that had just taken off from Addis Ababa is an international incident. All 157 people on board were killed, including 8 Americans. About 35 nationalities were represented, some of whom were heading to a United Nations conference in Nairobi. Mikey Kay is a former British Royal Air Force pilot.
You should be looking at around 30 days to have a look at a preliminary report that should be distributed. That will obviously rely heavily on the two black boxes, the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder. The flight data recorder in this case will be absolutely fundamental to understanding the flight profile characteristics of the 737 MAX 8.
Ethiopian Airlines says the pilot radioed shortly after takeoff that he wanted to return to the airport but couldn't make it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
At the box office, Captain Marvel has become one of the biggest movie blockbusters ever led by a woman, bringing in $153 million in U.S. box office sales. It was easily the best opening of any movie so far this year. At number 2 this weekend, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. Number 3, A Madea Family Funeral. The Lego Movie 2 comes in at number 4. And Alita Battle Angel drops down to number 5 this week. There's an alleged videotape of singer R. Kelly sexually abusing underage girls that just came out. Attorney Gloria Allred says a client of hers, Gary Dennis, found it in an old collection of videotapes.
They assume that the girls were underage because they were not fully developed.
R. Kelly is facing 6 abuse charges but denies doing anything illegal. He promises to clear his name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Two Christian leaders have gotten together to hold their first ever meeting. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pope Francis meeting Saturday with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prophet Russell Nelson at the Vatican, where the two sat down and chatted for about 30 minutes. Afterwards, they said they spoke about the importance of family and religious liberty. Nelson also says they discussed humanitarian work, where the two churches have worked side by side. The LDS Church dedicating its first temple ever in Rome on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Oklahoma community is mourning the death of a student in a Friday evening school bus crash. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Classes are canceled Monday and extracurricular activities are canceled all week following a head-on crash that involved a school bus carrying members of the Kanawha Middle School softball team in Oklahoma. 3 people were killed, including one of the students. School Superintendent Coriella says the community is responding.
Probably what separates us from the rest of the nation is that when people are hurting, people step up to the plate, and that's what you're seeing here. I mean, there's a lot of people wanting to know what they can do, and right now there's not a lot.
A suspected drunk driver of the SUV and a passenger were also killed.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.